This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
And there has to be also, there has to be a little bit more discipline from this team in taking chances with injured players over the years. Whether it's Josh Sitton, who was having, you know, all kinds of ankle issues the last couple of years, and you still signed him and he continued to have the problems. Whether it's Devontae Parker, who had an injury history, or now Tua. You got to be careful on some of these players. Preston, you know, he's an undrafted kid. And it wasn't like his problem was baggage, actually, he had from college. It wasn't really injuries or drops, actually. The other stuff actually has reared its ugly head. What you were worried about with Preston did not happen. Somehow or another, the kid matured and figured out some of the things he did in college. He can't do it anymore. And kudos to him. But unfortunately, a couple of other issues have come up. But injury history is something that this team has taken too many chances on over the years. And I get it. This is a brutal game, and injuries are part of it. But you got to be careful with the guy that is fragile, that isn't durable, that reliability is not an asset that he has. You gotta be able to do that. So that would be the other thing that I think you got to stop taking chances on injury-prone players, because more often than not, they're going to end up burning you. One of the things I thought he also talked about was working hard and being competitive in practice. And we're not watching lazy guys out there on Sundays. We're watching guys that are making stupid mistakes. Okay, that is what we're watching out there. That's the problem, the penalties, the mistakes. And like last week, it wasn't a ton of penalties, but my Lord, the moments you chose to have those penalties were so brutal. So you gotta, you know, obviously play a lot smarter, but it's nice to hear the coach say, that I could always count on them to work hard. And that means you haven't given up on your coach either.